And now, James Gravel.
It is quite common today to hear people speak of how they joined a particular church. However, did you know that the Bible teaches that a person does not join the church? Rather, when a person does what the Bible says he must do to be saved, God himself adds that person to Christ's church, just as Acts 2:47 records. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. We do not join the church. God adds us to the church. Did you hear that last word in my previous sentence? I said that God adds us to the church, singular. In Matthew 16, verse 18, Jesus said, "I will build my church." Many years later, Paul would write that Christ is the head of the body, the church, Colossians 1:18. And in Ephesians 1, verse 22, Paul stated concerning Christ that God gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body. Thus, Paul clearly identified the body as the church. Three chapters later, in Ephesians 4, verse 4, Paul stated, "There is one body." Expressed logically, this can be stated as follows. Please listen carefully. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4 teaches that there is one body. Ephesians 5, verse 23 teaches that Christ is the Savior of the body. Thus, Christ is the Savior of only one body. But Ephesians 1, verses 22 and 23, and Colossians 1:18 teach that the body is the church. Thus, Christ is the Savior of one church. If the church is the body, and there is only one body, then there is only one church. Acts 2 informs us that the church did come exactly as Jesus said it would. Acts 20, verse 28 further informs us that Christ purchased the church with his own blood. Thus, it does matter which church a person is a member of, as Jesus made clear in Matthew 15, 13, when he said, "Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted." The word church in the New Testament comes from the Greek term ekklesia, meaning the called out, and there is only one group that is called out, Christ church. As the psalmist wrote, "Unless the Lord build the house, they labor in vain who build it." Psalm 127, verse 1. Are you a member of the church of Christ?